me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
Yeah, what's poppin'? Y'all, that's a little awkward intro, but let me hook this up.
This is Michael Chiklis, and you're listening to Nestorius Public Radio.
I'm bugging out. So, we got the Judah Monk, the Simon Kaufman, we got the nigga out all the way from Seattle, you know, the cattle, the push and lush it, you don't stop, Aloysius. Yo, what's up, Simon? What's going on, Simon?
Oh, you know, just out here, just out here doing things.
Yeah.
Things, you know, making a difference in the lives of others, helping the community one person at a time, spreading the message of love and universal peace and consciousness and higher realms of relevance and consciousness and intelligence and benevolence. You know?
Yo, how about some sprinkling vanilla shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, sometimes I rob slow, sometimes I rob quick, but it don't matter because I'm back with Nesta dropping anti-bladder on your anti-matter.
So we got you on Skype. This is the first time we got, we're doing this shit. Simon Kaufman, for those of you new listeners to the Nestorius Public Radio, let me go back. Welcome to the Nestorius Public Radio Show. I'm your host, the nigga Nestorius, you know, the glorious, like my man Simon used to say. And that is my old co-host, Simon Kaufman. Say what's up.
Nestorius winning the gold medal and beating his girlfriend like Pistorius.
No, like Jaco Pastorius. Yo, you know who Jaco
That guy with the. Never mind.
You know who Jaco Pastorius is?
Nah.
He's a famous jazz guitarist who he used to beat his wife up. I think that would have been perfect.
You know, if you're just a jazz guitarist, I think part of the E2 Hollywood.
So Simon is broadcasting via Skype from Seattle from his mom's kitchen.
It's not my mom's kitchen. Come on.
Yo.
My girlfriend.
You're your girlfriend's house?
Yeah, it's my new mom.
Okay. That's you. I was wondering why the decor in the background there looks slightly different from when I was there. That's what I'm trying to say, you know?
Oh, no, you haven't been here. We were hoping you'd get you up here for some shows coming up. You know, we're doing all sorts of live comedy shows all over the Northwest with Komodo Comedy.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen.
I got Tony Baker downstairs eating lasagna, watching TV. We got going out to Laughs Comedy Club later tonight. Then tomorrow night we're at Otten Murphy Winery. Yeah. And then we're at the Riverside Golf Course, you know, doing shows in different area codes, you know.
I did the Riverside Golf Course show. That was when...
Yeah.
That's when that trio was there that just came from a funeral and they didn't find anything funny and they got pissed off.
Yeah, that was whatever.
You remember those guys?
Yeah, well, you know, you put the guy in a chokehold.
I felt bad. I really did. I was like, I'll give you your money back.
You're fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Everyone went up.
You look good. You dress well. Fuck it.
Yeah. So you're doing your shit. You're in fucking Seattle. I'm hoping that you can join us on Thursdays. You know, we're trying to make it happen so that you'll continue to be the regular.
Fuck,
co-host.
Dude, Thursdays is rough. I have my bowling league. You know that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I called the rabbi and I asked him if he could switch the night over for Tuesday night because actually the bowling lanes are cheaper.
Dude, Synagogue Temple. Temple Bowling League is important, dude. I don't know if I can really...
No. Listen. I understand completely, wholeheartedly, right. And I support the Synagogue Temple Bowling League, but I sent Rabbi Shmagegowitz an instant message earlier today, and I enlightened him on the fact that it's actually 5-for-1 bowling on Tuesday nights at the Lita Lanes up there, so I'm pretty sure that's going to be... a deciding factor for him to change it. you know, you're on, like, you can't see me, but
work that out with him. Maybe the two of you need to work that out together. I'll stay out.
All right, all right. So check this out. Let me ask you a question.
How come I can't see you? Hey, yo, how come I can't see you?
I know, it kind of sucks. It kind of sucks for you, but we get to see you. Jeremy's on the ones and twos.
Tell me what you're wearing. What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm naked. I'm naked from the bottom.
Just tell me what you're wearing.
I got a black T-shirt on. And, you know, my hair is slicked with the hair gel, like, you know, like I used to do.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
And I'm naked from the waist down, right. But it doesn't matter because people out here could just see me that's from the waist up. That's good. Yeah. So,
that's good.
Yeah, we miss you, man. We miss you here on the NPR. You heard?
Oh, man, it's been a long year. Just been recovering from an ankle injury. I had nasal surgery on my nose. I'm breathing like a champ, dude. Taking oxygen in, breathing it out, processing oxygen better. Dude, it's all about oxygen. I realized, dude, fuck everything else.
Yeah.
Without oxygen, what's the big deal, you know?
Right, right. No, I understand that.
So, breathing good. My nose is cleared. Had
for me, it used
surgery.
To be about...
I'm doing yoga. I'm lighting incense. I'm doing fucking meditations.
Yeah. For me, fuck oxygen. For me, it was cocaine. I didn't need oxygen. You understand? You don't need oxygen.
I'm levitating. I'm levitating. I'm using Ouija boards. I'm fucking... You don't need oxygen. Yeah.
You're levitating and you're using Ouija boards. I hear that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm doing yoga and fucking with weirdos. I'm doing some great shit. No, I'm not.
So what I was saying was that we missed you, man. It's been a while. It's been about, what is it, like over a year and a half or a year that you said you were going up to Seattle to pick up some grapes and you were coming right back and then you never came back?
It was a year ago, September. I was going to smuggle grapes past the California Fruit Patrol border.
For
the barbecue.
Yeah, because slinging steaks wasn't working.
I went up in September. I was supposed to be back a year ago, pretty much, like around February. I was supposed to be back in January 5th, just like a couple of days ago, was the 1 year anniversary of that when I got attacked.
Yeah.
With the guy with the baseball bat, my friend got attacked.
We'll talk about that. Talk about it. So let me set it up. And by the way, right now I can hear you better. So like when you're closer to the computer, it's perfect like that. But let me set it up. So what was it? We're in January. You went up to, you were at a comedy club, an open mic, and the host got randomly attacked by some fucking psycho with a baseball bat. Because he apparently got booted the last time when he was on stage on the open mic. He was banned from performing there again, and he came back the next week with a bat.
Yeah, shit's rough out here at the open mics, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I know, man. I used to do open mics in Harlem. That shit never happened. You white people are fucked up, man.
Hello?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, dude.
Yeah, you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me? Hello? I think it's internet.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're coming through a little choppy, but I can hear you now. So check it out. Yeah, okay. it was a little nuts.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My friend got attacked. I jumped in, helped him, broke my ankle in the process. The guy got 11 years in jail over a fucking 3-minute open mic in Renton. I understand you should really believe in your dreams and really want to fight for your dreams, but not like that. Not like that.
Right.
Now I'm just doing my thing, running Komodo Comedy up here, doing a lot of shows. Going to Hawaii in 2 weeks for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, man.
Hang out on the beach.
Happy birthday. Hey, let me ask you something. Are you close to how far are you from your router, from your internet connection there?
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Hey, so
hey, you're not really coming through too well.
Yeah, how close are you to your internet connection?
You want me to get closer?
Well,
if you can get closer,
you can get to your wireless box there, whatever the fuck you call that thing. What do you call that, Jeremy?
His Wi-Fi router, wherever that is, he's got to get closer to that shit.
If you can get closer to the Wi-Fi router, then you can get more fucking jigger juice. All right, there you go.
You get closer to the...
There you go. What happened? You got
now. Now he dropped.
Oh, he dropped. He was closer to the thing.
Yeah. So, do you know the story about what happened at this comedy club?
I do.
Why don't you tell people about that while I try to get Simon back on?
Okay, you got it. Do that. So basically, I think Simon just broke it down. But there was this wacko who I think he called himself the Antichrist comedian. And basically what he did was he'd go up on stage at various open mics and just talk about how, you know, he's the Antichrist and just rant about shit like that. But the truth is that there's a lot of comedians that go up on stage that they're not. Well, there's a lot of people that go up on stage and think they're comedians and they're not. They'll just go on rants and stuff like that. And this particular place, it was Simon's. Hey, hold on a second. I'm doing the backstory on that Renton attack. Well, Simon's boy was hosting the show.
Okay.
What was your boy's name? The host that got beat?
Dylan.
Dylan Garcia. What was his last name?
Avila.
So yeah, if you Google Dylan Avila and Renton comedian attack, then you'll see the whole story. But basically, this fucking guy came up with a bat, hit Dylan in the head, and Simon with his super.
It was very unfortunate situation.
Yeah. Well Simon with his super klezmic Jewish forces, he jumped, leaped, and attacked the dude, and in the process, he fucked up his ankle.
Yeah, well, having my Jewish Polish ancestry, when we see weapons drawn at people, fighting stance right away, survival.
Yeah. Which is,
you know,
yeah,
yeah.
Which
I
is,
already, I already have an attic with food stashed away in my diary.
Yeah,
pen,
which is
of pens.
Which is why you got the name of your production company, Komodo Comedy, because you're into like Jewish kung fu, right?
I don't know how much Jewish kung fu. I'm like kung fu movies.
You ready?
Qualifies me to fucking defend you. For anything.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Could you hear this if I play your favorite tune? Hold on a second. Could you hear this? Hold on. Could you hear that?
No.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That used to be your. That used to be your background rap song. I thought maybe you'd spit a couple of lines, a couple of bars.
Well, it's hard to freestyle over digital lines when we're Skyping. Nah, I can't even really hear it, dude.
You can't?
Copy.
All right. Got it. We're gonna have to ixnay that. I'm gonna send you the file so you can play that shit.
Send me the file.
Yo, sit down for a while. Stop sniffing the fucking pile, the crocodile. You know.
Broadcasting from your living room. What's going on?
This is the new shit, dude. I mean, this is the new era in broadcasting. You can broadcast in your pajamas. You know, I work out of my pajamas. You remember, like, you remember how far back when you were in LA, how everybody goes out shopping in their pajamas and slippers. They go to the fucking gas station to pump gas in their pajamas. Well, I said, fuck it. I'm not criticizing anymore. I'm joining. And I've been fucking rocking and rolling in my pajamas. I go everywhere. Sure. You know?
You're stepping up in life. That's
yeah,
good.
Fuck it.
I mean,
yeah.
You really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm stepping up in life. So listen, man, you were talking about this dude, these guys up in Oregon. And why don't we just get right to that shit? Because I thought that was interesting. First of all, I thought it was interesting what you were saying on your Facebook page, because it's kind of like I read a little bit about it, and it's a little crazy what these people are doing. And of course, I'm talking about the Hammonds up in Oregon, Dwight and his son Steve Hammond, that were convicted of arson in a national refuge, and then
it was an accident. They lit the fire on their property to take out invasive plants. You know, because if you know anything, like, you know, you get things like, I think it's Scotch broom or stuff that'll just destroy everything, and it grows fast and it'll kill everything.
Yeah.
So they lit that fire, And then during that fire, it accidentally got out of hand and went over a little bit to federal land.
A national reserve.
Causing damage of $1,000.
Really?
Causing damage
because what I read,
$1,000.
What I read was that these guys had intentionally caused arson. This is what I read. I could be completely wrong because I do know about weeds and how the weeds grow uncontrollably. Remember, I got a lawn. But and if that was my situation, I'd burn the whole fucking thing down. So I'm not hating on a burner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, imagine your lawn times like 40 acres, you know?
No, I get it. But my thing is, I read that these guys, the father and his son, that they had been arrested before and they had been charged before on this. So this is not their first time. And that I don't think
on this. They've had run-ins before, but this isn't the first time they've been charged with this.
Okay. All right.
They've been in disputes with these guys. I believe their land was taken by eminent domain.
Okay.
I think the government, a lot of this land in question also was taken from them in eminent domain. Who knows, dude?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But let's look at the facts here. The facts are it caused damage of $1,000.
Okay.
Okay. So they're doing all this time over what could have been $1,000 fine.
Okay.
So that's the first thing to note.
Okay.
But continue.
Well, no. I mean, I was trying to do some research on it. And the thing that really stuck out the most is, I don't know if you guys remember Cliven Bundy. We did an episode of NPR about this dude, Cliven Bundy, and his militia, who's a cattle.
Yo, that's the one. That's the one where we're like Cliven direct.
D. Yeah, Cliven
direct Bundy clan.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys out there may in podcast heaven may know about Cliven Bundy, but if you don't, Google the dude. Basically, I think it was about a year ago that they occupied federal land with all their cattle. This is the family. And the federal government came and told them that they had to pay, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars. Like, I don't know, maybe like $900,000 in fucking back land fees or some shit. And
they weren't paying what's called grazing fees.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you own cattle and your cattle is consuming grass that belongs to the federal government, then you got to pay whoever owns that land the rights.
Which is a problematic even of itself. Which is already problematic. Why the fuck you have to give the federal government money for your land that your cattle is eating? Who knows? I'm not a farmer.
Well,
I'm sure it's
No. The argument is not that it was their land. It was that it was federal property. In other words, you can have cattle. You can have cattle eat whatever the fuck your cattle eats if it's your property. But the dispute was that the Bureau of Land Management, which is a division of the federal government, alleges and rightfully so, according to all the information I've read, that these guys were letting their cattle graze for years on federal land. And when the federal government caught up to them, they said, you got to get your cattle out of here or you got to pay the fines.
Well, they tried to confiscate the cattle. No. They were going to confiscate the cattle.
Right, because they owe the federal government. I'm trying to look at the actual...
It's pretty much bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. A bunch of cocksuckers. Listen, it is.
No, you can't look at it that way, Simon, because not anybody can go ahead. Let me hold off for a second. Let me give the big scope of this, all right? So basically, what these dudes.
Scope it.
Well, Cliven Bundy and his sons and a whole bunch of fucking hardcore Nevada militiamen, what they did was they took over the property when the federal government came and said, listen, we're going to take your cattle to sell it off for auction to pay for the money you owe for grazing on federal land. They basically had a standoff with the federal government. This is what happened way back when. And the federal government...
What's wrong with that? Where's the problem?
Well, hold on, Simon.
Tell me the problem.
Hold on a second. There's a lot of problems with that, but let me just illustrate what happened. So there's a big standoff, and the federal government basically backed down because they didn't want to fucking have another Waco, you know, situation with a bunch of fucking crazy militiamen, all white, may I say.
Immaterial. Huh? That's immaterial.
No, it isn't immaterial. It's illegal. Listen. Do I give a fuck? Do I think that the federal government has a right to do this, that, and the other? I got my own opinions about that stuff. But what gives these people the right to graze?
Well, then where's that opinions in this matter?
Well, I mean, the facts are this.
I'll tell you what. Take some time and explain it to me, and then I'll give you my take, and then we could go from there.
Well, here's the deal. The reason I even brought up the Cliven Bundy scenario is that these are the guys, right? Ryan Bundy is the guy's, I think, Cliven's son. These are the guys that went in and the Hammonds didn't even ask them, okay? The Hammonds' sentence was basically reasonable, is what the article I read said, given Hammonds.
No, it was completely unreasonable.
Well, hold on.
Ridiculous.
Hold on. It said that the Hammond sentence is basically reasonable given the Hammonds' crime and history. So this is not their first offense. These guys, listen. These fucking guys are guys that fucking rock automatic weapons. They got fucking, they're a militia. They don't give a fuck about what's right and what's wrong in terms of federal land, which is fine. You know what I mean? But it's like.
I think I disagree. I think they absolutely do give a fuck, and that's their whole point.
They give a fuck about what?
Listen, here's the deal.
What do they give a fuck about?
Hold on. Let's look at the core things that are going on.
Because hold on. What are they giving a fuck about?
Hold on. Let me explain. Okay. Let me explain.
All right.
Well, first of all, they don't support the federal government. But let me explain the whole thing. Let's look at what's going on.
Yeah, but hold on, dude. You can't just say, I don't support the federal government. Here's the deal. Look, I hate that I have to pay taxes for fucking a bunch of people's kids to go to school. I hate that. But guess what happens if I don't pay my taxes, right? I get arrested. I get my property seized. I go to jail. How does that make you feel? Huh?
How does that make you feel?
Dude, you know how it makes me feel, but I can't just go ahead and not do it.
Give me an emotion. How does that make you feel?
I think it's bullshit.
Why are you not supporting guys who are standing up against that very thing?
Because that doesn't give me the right, the individual right, to say, I'm going to fuck you, the federal government, and I'm going to have a militia against them. I mean, you can do that.
Rights are debatable. Rights, the person with the power has the rights.
Well, that's what the article I read, okay? That's the article I read.
The article you read an editorial that was ridiculous.
Well, it's an editorial,
listen,
but
let's backtrack this whole
issue. Hold on. The editorial has a lot of good points, and you just backed one of them up, that the rights pertain to those that have the power. So you have these guys who are white motherfuckers, okay? They all have guns. Let me finish. They all have guns, right? And they can do whatever the fuck they want to do because they got 400, 500 deep. They have their own.
Because they're a regulated militia. Because they're organized. The only argument anybody has against these guys is that they're white and they have guns.
Argument. Whoa. Who says that they're organized? Who regulates that? Who regulates
themselves. They're a well-organized militia.
Who regulates that?
They have their own charters, their own chapters, their own organizations.
Yeah, but Simon, who regulates that? What's the difference between them and the Black Panthers, right? That people say, oh, they're regulated. I mean, they're organized. They were civil. What's the difference?
Yeah. Nothing. They're both phenomenal. They both did great work.
Well, I bet.
Forget about this. Listen. Stop.
Go ahead.
Let me explain something to you. Okay? You have to understand everyone's getting bogged down in these stupid details that they're white, that they're country.
Forget white.
Well, it's everyone's argument.
Simon.
Listen, dude. What?
Simon, you cannot just say, I don't want to pay land fees. You cannot just say, I don't want to pay taxes. Because if you do, put it this way. Let me backtrack. You cannot say, I don't want to pay taxes. You cannot say, I'm not going to pay land fees without legal ramifications. we live in a country that we all have laws that we all have to abide by.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you so then let me ask you a question then.
Go ahead.
Everyone's convoluting the issues. Are you for corruption in the courts, and are you for the prison industrial complex that we have, and are you for government seizures? Are you in favor of that?
Okay. Yes or no? No, absolutely not.
Okay, great.
But here's the deal. Not.
So listen. So therefore, you have a common thread with these militia people.
No. I don't. Because right now in America, there's a serious gun violence problem. Okay. First of all, you said that these guys are well organized. That's bullshit. Because they're not authorized to just take it upon themselves to do whatever
they are. You've never read the Second Amendment? The Second Amendment does not.
Dude.
The point of the Second Amendment was not that you should own guns. That wasn't the point.
I know what the Second Amendment is.
The point of the Second Amendment was that the founding fathers of this country knew something about tyranny that you and I have never had a chance to experience.
Right.
Okay. And what they knew about tyranny was that given any time, tyranny was going to take over.
Right.
And they understood that for freedom, for what they were trying to set up, for democracy to exist.
Right.
The people need to be able to revolt and take back the power. Keep in mind, the Second Amendment was written in against the king and the nobility
right.
of England.
England,
which
yes.
taxed people up the ass,
yes.
raising fees, land bureau. Dude, let me tell you something. I'm going to get my tabs. They have so many taxes tied on. I'm paying for the roads and the buses and the lanes and the concrete and
dude,
this.
Dude.
It's absurd.
Dude, you don't have to tell me all this. I mean, let me tell you something. Back in the time that you're talking about, you want to hear how preposterous it was? Okay, Google this. In New Hampshire, the forefathers of the American Revolution, right? The lumbers, the guys that fucking went out and cut down trees for lumber. It was illegal. It was considered treason if you held your own wood, because the way it was set up, those guys had to have every single piece of wood sent to England because it was all for England. And then if you needed wood to build a house or whatever, you'd have to buy it from England at a higher tax rate.
What you just described is a very similar scenario.
No.
A federal government sitting thousands of miles away is claiming that your cow, which he doesn't know you, he doesn't know your community, he doesn't do anything for your land or your community, is telling you that if you want to eat my grass, your grass, motherfucker,
yeah.
you want to eat my grass, you have to send money back to me my palace.
Dude, I think you're convoluting a lot of facts, okay? Let me explain. You're trying to compare the ideology that it's not okay for the courts, the prison complex, and all that other stuff to take advantage of poor people with the federal government standing up for certain laws that are set
Nestor,
up.
Do you know why they took to take over the refuge? You know what actually did it for them? It wasn't the sentence. It was the fact that these two men, the Hammonds,
right.
were sentenced to jail, served their sentence, got released from jail, and the federal judges came in and says, we don't think you served enough, did what's called double jeopardy, and threw them back into jail for the same crime they already served time for.
I get it, dude. What I'm talking...
So that is a cause for every American.
I get it, but here's the deal. If that is the case, our judicial system has a way to handle that, right? There's something called the Court of Appeals, there's something called a lawyer, and there's something called a system that you go about doing things a certain way, right?
Our system has what's called mandatory minimums.
Yes, I understand that.
Which states that somebody who causes arson has a mandatory minimum, not taking into context, meaning like if every single action, every single thing that takes place has a context. And so this is very much a fight. These guys are fighting for things that affect blacks in the inner city.
No, they're not.
Very much.
No, they're not. They don't give a fuck about blacks, dude.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Dude.
You're convoluting the issue.
No. It does matter. Because let me tell you something. If these fucking militia psychos, okay, if they were standing up for everyone's rights, everyone in America, then I'd be like, yeah, fuck them. I want to join. But those motherfuckers are not, don't convolute the issue, dude. These guys are white supremacist fucks, okay? And the only thing they give a fuck about is their people being able to do whatever they fucking feel like doing without regard to the federal government. So
yes,
don't.
But you have to understand something.
No. Don't
an
mix,
enemy of an,
don't
of,
mix
an,
the two. You can't do
an
that.
Enemy, listen, dude, if you want to see change, if you don't want to see change, then fine. If you actually want to see power structures changed, then an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Negative.
Why not?
Because
how's shit gonna change until some crazy motherfucker?
You're convoluting,
grabs a gun?
Dude. You're convoluting the issue. You're convoluting the issue.
What?
The issue is this,
what?
Right? Did you look up that guy Stephen Avery that I was telling you about from that Netflix documentary? Making a murderer?
No.
Okay, never mind. I'm not going to get into that. There are so many injustices that happen in our country every day, everywhere. Not just with black people, not just with fucking minorities, right? Not just with Mexicans that are, you know, technically legally here.
Yeah.
This is their land. We can go on and on and on and on. Collectively, as American people, we have agreed upon a system that operates a certain way. You have certain people that decide upon themselves to arm themselves. Yeah. Hold on, Esther, this isn't
the system we agree upon. Time out. The federal government was not the system we agreed upon. We are the 50 United States.
If we didn't agree upon the federal government, how come we're here today, fucking 200 and something years after the fucking Declaration of Independence? If we, the American people... did not agree upon that. How the fuck could you explain that we're here today at that point? How?
Because I'll tell you why. Because this country was created as the 13 colonies and eventually the 50 United States of America. 50 separate states.
Right.
Each one governing themselves
yeah.
with a very small federal government.
Yes.
Just like the Greek city-states
ended up becoming
the Greek
empire. Let me
finish this point.
Go ahead.
Let me finish this point.
Go ahead.
Just like the Greek city-states ended up becoming the Greek empire and the Republic of Rome ended up becoming the Roman Empire, the 50 states ended up becoming this federal government. And the states got weakened. That's not the government we signed up for.
But you're wrong.
The federal government is not supposed. They're supposed to be small.
Simon,
if you
Simon,
think about it,
Simon,
a lot of problems could be solved that way.
Simon,
because
every state that joined the union one by one agreed upon the rules and the laws that were set forth
they
did.
The people did not. The people did not agree to
what are you
the
talking about?
Federal.
What are you talking it, about? Let me ask you a question. Did you authorize what was his name during the fucking Bill Clinton Monica Lewinsky stuff, Ken Starr. Did you authorize Ken Starr to waste millions of dollars of your tax money? Did you? Did I? No, we did not. But collectively, because we elect certain officials, this is a democracy, okay? We elect certain officials that represent us. They make the fucking decisions on our behalf, good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes, so, but Nestor, they gave themselves the power. Do you understand the historical timeline here?
Dude, listen.
It used to be states govern themselves.
And they do.
A citizen
and
of
they do.
Kentucky.
And they do.
Not the same way.
They do.
The federal government voted themselves the power.
They
over
do everything. Govern themselves to a certain degree. When you're talking about federal land or federal entities or federal jurisdictions, then the federal government supersedes the fucking local state governments, dude. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't supposed to be that way.
It doesn't matter.
It was not supposed to be that way. Do you know why it became that way?
Wait a minute.
Because 50 independent states, just like same thing happened with the Greek city states and when the Roman Republic of Rome became the Roman Empire.
Simon.
When the United States became this empire.
Simon, Seattle is fucking
you
up.
I can't even get a point out, dude.
Go ahead.
When the United States started going overseas and invest and putting our troops and our interests in other people's countries, that is when the federal government took the power for themselves, because 50 states can't go do that the same way one entity can. And that's not the country that we signed up for. That's not the United States.
Let me tell you something. Think about how perfect it would be.
Think how perfect it would be if you wanted to smoke weed and have a gay marriage. You could live in Seattle or you could live in Oregon or you could live in Washington. If you wanted to own guns, you could live in Carolina. We're so different.
But
if
you
the
can't.
States took back the power and created almost their own little nation.
Stick with that. Okay, that's a perfect example. Every state has their own laws and their own jurisdictions. So state to state, right? They'll say we don't allow people smoking marijuana and we don't want to allow gay marriages. It's still going on right now. The federal government has to step in and say no, because the federal government, the Supreme
Court, and now you have fighting on your hands.
The Supreme Court has ruled that it is not just to prevent a gay couple from getting married. So listen, you and I don't need to argue about...
And a much more peaceful way to do it?
Yeah, to get guns.
A much more peaceful way to do it? No, a peaceful way to do it, instead of all this fighting year after year after year, is you give the power back to the states.
And no, so dude. States like Florida, what are you fucking talking about?
California...
What are you talking about? What are you fucking because talking
then,
about?
If you wanted to live under those states,
what are you fucking talking
states?
About? If you gave the power to Alabama, let's say, if you gave the power back to Texas, if you gave the power to fucking Mississippi, first of all,
then people could relocate where they wanted to
bullshit,
live.
Man. Bullshit.
Why not?
Then you'd have
Why?
Blacks enslaved, gays could not get married, right. Dude, Mexicans would have to be deported. I don't even understand how you're fucking talking like this, man. Listen, you're entitled to your opinion about how the fucking federal government and the local governments are fucked up and all that stuff. My point here is,
you know why the American people, do you know why the American people will never overcome? Because every single argument talks about race.
Because they're texting, that's why.
No. The American people will never be able to overcome the power structure because they can't have a sentence or two strung together without talking about race. As long as we are mired down in this native, white, black, Indian, Mexican, Muslim conversation, the power will remain in the hands of the powerful.
Okay.
All right. Got to get over it, dude.
Okay.
I know they're crazy. Nestor, I'm Jewish. You think I want to be alone in a room with these militia guys? They're fucking wackos.
But
I understand. But I understand that it takes a wacko to start off.
Nah. So then are you voting for Donald Trump? Because that's the biggest fucking wacko. And he's got the money to back it up. You're not? Why not? Why aren't you going to vote for him?
He has any diplomacy. Because I think
it doesn't matter. Do you think these militia motherfuckers have diplomacy? Come on. They take over
I think they're smart. Yeah,
dude,
I think they're fucking
they
got balls,
They take over
dude.
A welcome center.
I think they
center.
Got balls. I think they got fucking. They're,
and
they're
so does
well
Donald Trump.
And they're smart, and they're well funded, and they're well armed.
And so
and
does Donald Trump. Donald
balls.
Trump has balls. He's well funded, and he's fucking retarded, like these guys. Okay, they take over a fucking welcome center with arms, and they say, "We're not leaving until you do something about it, and until you concede to what we believe falls under our constitutional rights, or we'll shoot everybody."
You know the question? Is the question shouldn't be why the hell are these crazy white guys forming militias? That shouldn't be the question. The question should be why are black communities not forming militias?
You know why? You know why? Because as soon as five black guys start, I'm going to tell you, because as soon as five black guys start forming something and they have guns, they're going to be arrested and they're going to be in jail. Okay. Again, I'm going to go back to what I said before.
I'm not saying it's not a struggle. Well, I'm not saying the FBI is not infiltrating
Do you know how easy it is for whites, like fucking white supremacist motherfuckers, to override and rise up than it is for a minority?
I don't buy it. I think that's a fucking cop out.
I think
that's an absolute cop out.
That's fine. We don't need to.
That's an absolute cop out. Listen, you're organized. The black community and the Mexican and Latin community are organized enough to form gangs.
They're organized enough?
Gangs. You can form gangs. What's
they're
the
organized
gang
enough?
And a militia, essentially.
They're organized enough? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're organized to kill each other. You're organized to tear down your own communities.
All right.
What's the difference, essentially, between Latin King connection between Los Angeles, Chicago, and Mexico, and a well-regulated, well-organized
militia?
What's
the difference?
The question
What's
should
the
not
difference?
Be, why are the white people
What's
doing
the difference?
It? The question, why are not the minorities
Here,
doing
let me
it?
Tell you what the difference is. Drugs, okay? And the reason drugs is the difference is because these people, unlike these Bundys that own land and they have a way to make a living with cattle and farming, these guys in the inner city, they got to struggle to make ends meet. And unfortunately, the only thing that they know how to do besides be on welfare or...
It's a cop out.
Dude.
So then don't. So if that's the case.
So wait a minute.
If that's the
you're
case.
You're seriously going to justify here that it's okay for these white dudes and fuck white, these fucking militia guys. You're going to justify that they're okay to do this because why don't black people do it? I mean,
no, I'm going to say that in order to keep tyranny in check. The founders of this constitution understood what was necessary. And what was necessary was...
Bro, you know what...
That the Listen, hold on. If the next time... What would happen if instead of the... If the Crips and Bloods became well-organized militias with meetings that worked in their communities? Okay, what would happen the next time a Tamir Rice got shot and the Crips and the Bloods showed up?
Listen,
that's how you take the power back.
Listen, you do
it's
you
not
know,
bitching on your Facebook.
Do you know the dialogue that you're having is preposterous, and I'm going to tell you why. And
why?
Because it's the same dialogue that these militia dudes are taking, which is this. They want to interpret something that was written over 200 and something years to fit what they think and what they believe it means, okay? Which is fine. That's okay. But there's a lot of fucking right-wing Christian motherfuckers that want to believe what Jesus Christ wrote thousands of fucking years ago, and they want to uphold that shit today. All I'm saying to you is that it's fucking craziness. Okay, and you can't just like
it's all craziness,
right? But you can't. It's craziness, but you can't sit here. I'm a little bit taken aback that you'll say that it takes a crazy person to make change. That's not how you effectuate change.
I said sometimes.
Like what? Give me an example of when it took a crazy person to make change besides Adolf Hitler. Give me an example.
I could give you Muhammad.
Muhammad was not a crazy person. That was nonviolence.
What was nonviolent?
Muhammad was nonviolent.
Yeah, and that's not true. Muhammad was a military commander that commanded troops into battle.
And
you might be thinking of Gandhi.
Oh, you said. So you're telling me that these. Listen. I'm going to move on because you and let's agree.
All
to
radicals are crazy at some level.
Let's
anybody that comes along and tries to enact radical change is radical.
Listen, my friend. Look, there are avenues, right, to contest, okay, the wrongs that our judicial system has. Unfortunately,
where? Tell me an avenue. Give me one avenue.
There are
maybe
courts.
Cross street.
There are courts. There's a court system. Okay?
There's nothing for the little guy. Nestor, these guys are defending everything you talk about on your show, but you can't see it because
they're not defending me, man. You don't understand. They're not defending any black person.
They're going after the courts. Do you understand that?
They're going after the courts for what? For self-serving?
For injustice.
Dude, they're going after the fucking federal government for self-seeking and self-serving purposes. They're not fucking fighting for the man.
All people are fighting
for self-serving purposes. They're not fighting for the man.
Every war ever fought, every battle, everyone on each side was fighting for self-seeking purposes.
That's not true.
That's not an answer.
That's not true. There are certain battles and certain fights that are fought for the masses, not just for a militia group, for the masses. Okay?
Yes, but
black,
we are
white,
in those masses.
Black, white, or indifferent, okay? These motherfuckers, they're not fighting for Jews in America or Israel. Trust me, they'd fucking burn your ass at the stake.
Listen. Are you gay?
I'm gay sometimes. It depends on where I'm at.
Right?
So if I'm in San Francisco, I might be gay.
If the gay community goes out and rallies and holds protests like they've done for equality, does that not help you? Just because some other group not anything
my man, you have to look at the common enemy here.
You understand my point?
No. My man, let me tell you something. I appreciate your open-mindedness in order to include these guys into a bigger, broader picture, but that's not the case. We're gonna agree to disagree. I don't agree with you. I don't think that what these people did is right. I don't think so, okay? That's just me, only because it's those are the general rules. As a society.
I don't know if it's right, but it's fucking bold and it's going after some shit that's not what you're arguing. All of us.
But that's not what you're arguing, Simon. You're not arguing the mere fact that it's bold. If you were just telling me that you thought it was bold, I would have said, yeah, it is bold. And we could have talked about fucking clitoral fucking shrinkages in Ethiopia. But we're talking, you're fighting for about 35 minutes telling me that what these guys are doing is right. And it's right because they're doing it for a bigger cause. And they're not.
I don't know how you determine right or wrong. I'm saying that it's a good move that's going to help us, and that liberals don't realize that at the end of the day, even though these guys are not you, see, everyone's so against each other. That's my point. Everyone is so against each other.
Simon, you're convoluting a bunch of issues, okay? The reason why everyone is against
each
other.
I'm talking about revolution. I'm talking about change.
Bro.
That's my only issue here.
There's no fucking revolution. There's no revolution, Simon. Come on, man. You're talking shit.
You're looking at it. You're looking at 150 guys in an armed standoff.
That's not revolution. That's not revolution, Simon.
It's the start of one. How do revolutions start?
Okay.
The shot heard around the world.
Okay. Listen.
Go back and read the history of a revolution. It starts with fringe groups and then it comes together.
We got about 7 minutes
on Facebook.
Listen to me. We got about 7 minutes, okay? Let me tell you something. It is a revolution. They're starting a revolution, but it's not a justifiable revolution in my opinion, okay? And if you're going to start a revolution for worker rights, if you're going to start a revolution for oppression of black people, if you're going to start a revolution
for oppression of courts,
hold on,
why only black
hold
people?
On, hold
Anyone,
on. If you're going to include the discrimination against homosexuals, if you're going to fight for all of that, in addition to grazing of land, give me the email of Cliven Bundy and I will join. What I'm telling you and what you fail to fucking see the point is that these guys are not fighting for everyone's rights. They're not.
Was the French Revolution fighting for the United States? No, but they were closely tied together. Were the 13 colonies fighting for democracy in South Africa or England one day? No.
Listen.
It starts and spreads.
Listen, I'm going to do a big up. Big up, you motherfucker! Big up, you close-minded Cliven Bundy supporting motherfucker! All right, listen to me, man. I'm sorry. I got to tell you something. I'm a little taken aback that you're arguing this shit.
I'm looking at this in a thousands of years historical context. I'm looking at this in how revolutions work, how they come about.
You're convoluting a bunch of ideologies and you're putting them into a group of people, self-righteous powerful, armed people. And you're convoluting a lot of ideologies. And I'm sorry, you're a very smart guy. You have a lot of insight into a lot of different things, but you're talking crazy, man. You're talking crazy. And I apologize if that's offensive to you.
I support a group that when the court system comes and says, fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, we're better, more powerful than you. When rich noblemen come to fuck with these guys, they stood up and said, fuck you back. And I support that, whether it's black groups, white groups.
There's a difference, Simon. There's a difference, and you're walking away from the source of your fucking power there. But there's a difference.
Water.
There's a difference between
white people fighting for injustice and black people.
No. There's a difference, bro, between, you know, fighting for a good cause on the. Listen, I'm moving on. It's 4 minutes and 32 seconds left to the show. I'm going to move on. My problem with all this stuff is that. It's all this stuff is heightened by fear, okay? And gun control and issues of regulation, which all this falls under, right? Because the federal government is authorized by the people, whether you believe it or not, or whether you want to buy it or not, that's the fact. They're there to regulate certain things. Regulate.
We never authorize them. Tell me the year we authorized
whatever,
them. Let's
whatever.
When did we authorize them? They took the power.
It doesn't matter. I'm not gonna get into all that stuff with you because we don't have that much time about when it was done and however. Okay. I'm gonna tell you is that since Sandy Hook, I just want to throw out some numbers to you. Since Sandy Hook, from and this is the school where the kid went and fucking shot everybody. There's this big heightened fear and belief system that we need to be more. Most of us need to be more armed, and so therefore, under the Second Amendment, that we should not regulate gun control, but deregulate gun control, so that it's easier for law-abiding citizens to have guns, carry them, buy them, and use them. Okay, and so you know, you have to understand this is a bigger picture. We have issues in this country with a lot of violence, and when it happens, a lot of people, the Second Amendment supporters, what they'll say is, "Oh, these people they had mental issues," and so at what point do you say these people have mental issues, but these people are just, you know, supporting the constitutional rights on behalf of all the Americans? Okay, let me throw out some numbers. From 2007 to 2014, the number of concealed carry handgun permits in states nearly tripled. That's in 7 years, from 4.7 million to 12.8 million. Now, let me tell you something. Well, you were talking about federal and state laws, okay? They're different, and each state has their own laws that are not necessarily regulated by the federal government, right? Dozens of new state laws, individual state laws, have made it easier to obtain guns and carry them in more public places and made it harder for local governments to enact restrictions, according to a review of state legislation by the Associated Press, okay? Instead of limiting access to firearms after Sandy Hook, states such as Indiana and Mississippi passed laws to beef up the presence of police officers in schools. Kansas adopted a law allowing people to carry.
What's wrong with that, though? That's a good idea.
I'm just saying, let me just finish this as another sentence, and then we got to fucking say goodbye. Kansas adopted a law allowing people to carry concealed weapons in many public buildings. Georgia and Arkansas, among others, allowed concealed weapons in bars and some churches. Tennessee made clear that permit holders can carry concealed weapons in vehicles and parks. Now, several states also passed reciprocity agreements recognizing gun permits approved by other states. In other words, some states said, if it's okay to do it in your state, it's okay to do it in my state. So my thing is, at what point do you just, like, allow people to do whatever the fuck they want to do without regard to law and without regard to regulation by the federal government? At what point?
What is in regards to law? I mean, they changed the law.
At what
listen,
point?
Let me ask you a question, Nestor.
Yeah.
Right now, if something went down in Los Angeles in an average place, let's say your car's getting broken into.
Right.
How long is it going to take to 911? Call 911. How long is it going to take?
I don't know, but I have a golf course. I have a golf club in the back of my in my trunk, so I don't care about that.
Okay, and
but
then listen, what happens? And then listen, what happens with your golf club when there's seven of them?
It doesn't matter. I get three.
But just answer my question. How long does it take for the police to get here? 2 hours?
I don't know. Right. I don't know, Simon. I don't know. That's a different...
Probably a couple hours.
That's a different conversation, but check this out.
Well, but the conversation is, dude, is the people are not relying on the police anymore. They're
check
taking
this out.
The matter into their own hands.
Check this out.
For their safety.
We've come to the closing of our show, and it was a really good welcoming to have you on the show.
Mazel tov.
We got kind of feisty for the first show. I kind of dig it. The next time,
for the revolution.
The next time we do the show, hopefully you'd have taken your Ambien and settled the fuck down, because you're a little feisty motherfucker today.
I'm telling you, man, these guys are badass.
Seattle has fucked you up. I'm gonna call the governor of Seattle and have him deport you back to Los Angeles. Seattle is not becoming of you. All right. So hopefully you'll be back next week and we can do this again. And we can talk about like the Mickey Mouse Club or Disney handing
all
out.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Disneyland handing out discount tickets to Southern California residents. All right,
dog. Well, thank you so much. I'm about to go hit the road, head to Laughs Comedy Club for the night.
All right.
Ty Rivera's in town. Gonna go say yo.
All right.
I'll catch you later, y'all.
All right. Take care, Simon. Peace out. Thank you so much. God bless. Happy New Year, man. Yo, check us out on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page, Nestorius Public Radio. Check out weplayradio.com. Check out the rest of the shows that are on there. And go to iTunes and subscribe to the show. We are re-releasing all the other Nestorius Public Radio shows under the We Play Radio umbrella, the ones that were on Skid Row. And if you still want to check them out, I think they're still up on SkidRowStudios.com. But tell your people to check out weplayradio.com and hit us up on our Facebook page, Nestorius Public Radio. Peace. We out.
Shit.